It's Thursday, June 19, 2025.
A dangerous situation unfolding for the southwestern coast of Mexico with rapidly intensifying Hurricane Eric.
Pacific hurricane season off to an unusually early and ferocious start. Trump administration's mass layoffs and budget cuts seriously impacting national parks. Plus, congressional Republicans' big budget bill would increase energy prices, sell off public lands.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I've deployed thousands of National Guard troops and hundreds of Marines to protect federal law enforcement. If we didn't do it, there wouldn't be a Los Angeles. It'd be burning today, just like the houses were burning a number of months ago.
I know I'm not saying anything new right now, but he is such a
This is your Green News Report. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Okay, Desi Doyen, yeah, he is. That said, not a great time for it to be an early and ferocious start to hurricane season.
Yep, the Pacific Ocean is already on its fifth named storm in just 3 weeks. Off the west coast of Mexico, Hurricane Eric rapidly intensified into a major Category 3 storm in a matter of hours on Wednesday, fueled by unusually warm ocean waters before making landfall early Thursday morning near the resort town of Acapulco, which was devastated in 2023 by Hurricane Otis, a Category 5 storm that also rapidly intensified.
And we saw a lot of rapid intensification last hurricane season, where hurricanes sort of used to calm down as they got close to shore. They seem to be growing in intensity as they get close to landfall these days.
Yes, they are. Studies show that rapid intensification of storms is now much more common due to ocean heating driven by man-made global warming.
So it's not just my imagination.
In other news, the Wall Street Journal reports that America's electric bills are now rising even faster than the cost of groceries, mostly due to increased natural gas exports, reducing domestic supply, and rising demand from data centers.
So Trump's big thing was to sell off more gas, which means we have less of it, which means we pay more for electricity.
Exactly. Oil prices are also spiking as Israel's conflict with Iran threatens oil production and shipping. In Congress, the Republican majority's big, brutal budget bill abruptly halts Biden-era federal tax breaks and incentives that several studies project will increase the average family's energy bill by as much as $400 per year within a decade. Also, the Senate Republicans have inserted a provision into the bill requiring the mandatory sell-off of 3 million acres of your public lands, the largest single sale of national public lands in modern history, fast, with no public or tribal input, all to fund massive tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations. Republicans' proposed budget bill also kills off federal clean energy incentives in the landmark Inflation Reduction Act that have disproportionately benefited Republican-leaning states. The Trump administration's rollbacks of Biden-era clean energy policies and tax credits are already hurting red states, with manufacturers halting construction of new plants and projects and the jobs that came with them, like a new billion-dollar EV battery manufacturing facility in South Carolina that was paused late last week.
Rather have China build those batteries instead, I guess.
A new study finds that the Trump administration's clean energy rollbacks will hurt the U.S. economy long term. The University of Maryland analysis projects that the potential costs to public health, households, and the economy include a shocking $1 trillion hit to U.S. gross domestic product by 2035.
Brilliant.
The researchers found that any short-term economic boost from Trump's rollbacks would be overwhelmed by the long-term negative impacts of gutting new domestic manufacturing and jobs, plus higher public health costs from the impacts of increased pollution.
He is such a
And finally, the Trump administration's massive funding cuts and mass layoffs are seriously eroding our national parks, creating a severe worker shortage across the country as tourism season kicks into high gear. At Yosemite, nearly all staffers, even scientists, are taking turns cleaning campground toilets. The superintendent of Crater Lake National Park in Oregon, Kevin Heatley, resigned earlier this month, saying in an interview with KGW Portland that Trump's deep cuts are damaging the nation's national treasures and are unsustainable.
I did not want to be empowering the current administration to cause that kind of impact on the people that I'm responsible for. And I also did not want to participate in the effectively a dismantlement of the National Park Service.
Good for him. It's going to be a long, hot summer. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. It's a cruel...